아래 나는 저기 농하세야 되게 나라 디지세야 되나 가르네다 뒤지기 취해 가르치나 유단견지라 되네 중화마다 유단견 가라에 맞대봐 중화세요 말해서 유단견에 되는 거래시래 되네 자당한 저기 디지 디지다 띵지 대화 두개대야 두개대 다 디지디 유단견에 되는 연구해 봐서 다 디지디 영화야리야 디지 영화야기 유단견디 가르가르에 세나가서 하고 모신 바체 띵한 저기 냠는 직배지 지신 냠는 제바이나 안에 디기디 띵이 디기디 쭉투야세 나 동화 영화디게 유단견에 되는 연구해 봐서 동화디 매바서 보리 안에 동화 영화야 규디 가르셔 기엔 가르를 되는 연구도 디야 뭐하 제바지 영화신과 제제 된 동화야 규다 기엔디 매바서 바이나 가샤바이나 된 동화야 말레스 되네 나다는 그 동화 영화야 다 디기 영화디 소 디기 세딩 아저스 지금 저어야 되겠지 지레 제가 동화 세대 나와서 다 저어야 되겠지 지금 규를 내리고래 제가 되네 다 디기 영화디 기엔디 가완디요스네 칠로기 술라서 받아 되는 게 더는 괜찮네. 아주 되게 중세요. 뜻이용 통과래. 안에 동화야한테 칠로기 안에 술라서 받아야 되네. 아주 동화야 긴 유대 긴 지거래. 나 디나신다 또 동화야한테 디기야 또 어디 가르쳐서 아주 샘기 더네 용거래. 샘기 삼단하기 더네. 안에 디 더네. 샘기 긴 제발에 되네. 디기 죽거래. 사실. 다
Good evening. All of us want to experience only happiness and to be freed from all forms of suffering and pain. Happiness, suffering, and in fact all impermanent phenomena that we encounter arise in a similar manner, in dependence on causes. When we understand that happiness that we desire comes from causes, we'll want to identify what those causes are. Because having identified well the causes, we can strive to accumulate those causes and thereby experience ever more desired happiness and mental peace. In particular, this state of lasting happiness, where the mind stays peaceful and never experiences any pain or difficulty. So these causes need to be identified so that we can cultivate them. And similarly, suffering, all pain, discontent and misery that we've experienced, this too comes about in dependence on causes. Recognizing that, we'll want to identify what those causes are so that we can be sure to avoid them. And avoid them completely, and any such causes we may have on our continuum, eradicate them entirely, so as to be freed of suffering, freed of pain. So all of us want to experience only happiness and suffering, and we have a tremendous amount of experience of experiencing wanted happiness and unwanted suffering. And this, as mentioned, all comes about in dependence on causes, and the general source of those causes are in two directions. The one is external, so the objects of our sense pleasures, things we see, hear, etc. Seeing something or tasting something that we enjoy, happiness is experienced, so too with hearing something pleasant. Similarly, hearing something unpleasant, tasting something unpleasant, seeing something unpleasant, suffering arises. That's the one source, from external objects. The other source is internal, other consciousnesses. So for example, dependence on recollecting something. So that recollection is a consciousness, and in dependence on that, happiness or suffering can arise. So there are these two sources of our happiness and suffering, external, relating to the sense objects, and internal, to our consciousnesses. And where we experience happiness and suffering, that too is internal, so consciousness.
치료 그 내가 你改改用户都先接把钱新就接你就完蛋的你接钱不来现在就到我们就给他能力用脑马写的
As I mentioned in that previous segment, the sources of our happiness and suffering are in general twofold, those being external, the objects of our senses, and those being internal, other consciousnesses. And from these two sources arise the consciousnesses of pleasure or pain, misery, of suffering. So if we take an illustration of an external source that's rather relevant right now, the weather is rather cold at the moment. So that is an external source that leads to an internal feeling, a consciousness arising of suffering or unpleasantness because of the unwanted external object, this intense cold. But this external object can be changed. We know with the passing of seasons, the current temperature will change and it will warm up. So opposing conditions will come about in the natural environment, and we'll move from winter into spring and summer. And in this way, the external source naturally changes. But then, we also know, in the height of summer, it's a little too hot, and then suffering once again is experienced. So what we see here, and this is a simple illustration, but with the sources of suffering that are external to oneself, there is something that we generally can do, either a natural example, it will naturally change, or we can take action. And in this way, we can dissipate or even bring an end to as external sources of suffering. But to bring an end entirely to external sources that lead to suffering arising, this is not possible. This is not possible. No matter how we try and change our world, no matter even though that for centuries, for many centuries, the greatest minds in the world have been trying to improve technology and change the external environment, and whilst this has helped to dissipate suffering, cannot eradicate suffering. So that's the one in relation to the one source of suffering, external. Then how we experience that external suffering, this is, of course, mental. A suffering feeling tone arises. But also, this is often accompanied by various afflicted minds. Perhaps if it's a person that we're in conflict with, a mind of conflict will arise, as well as the suffering feeling. So the suffering feeling is often accompanied by other minds. And they are, and it's these various mental consciousnesses that either we experience suffering by or enhance, add to our suffering. There's afflictions that add to our suffering. So whilst through completely changing our external environment, suffering cannot be eradicated, if we focus on our internal experience, the arisal of the afflictions and so forth, these we can completely transform. These we can completely transform so that we never experience suffering again. And what that would mean is the external world would be left untouched. The same things that previously had led to minds of suffering arising within us, we can still encounter them, but we will not experience suffering because we have completely transformed our mind so that suffering doesn't arise, so that accompanying afflictions do not arise. In the general world, in the fields of science and technology, the focus is on transforming the external world. There is some, certainly in the field of psychology, the emphasis there is on the internal world. But in Buddhism, their emphasis is primarily on the mind, because it's recognized that through transforming the mind, one can gain freedom from suffering, no matter what one encounters. And here in particular in Buddhism, the presentation on dependence arising is utilized to transform the mind. The many ways to divide minds, one way is into those which are erroneous and those which are non-erroneous. The erroneous minds or mistaken minds, that entire class, is in brief, those which are not in accordance with reality. And these encompass the afflictions. So these are minds that do not know the actual situation of how things exist and even alter or act in a way that's contrary to the way things exist. And so whilst we may think we are acting with wisdom, with intelligence, very often the minds that we are utilizing have varying degrees of error. When we come to recognize this, we actually come to realize that through lifetime to lifetime, we have been not only bound in cyclic existence, but we've been blind. Blind to the causes of our suffering. The contrary class of minds are those which are non-erroneous or unmistaken, and these then are valid cognizers. Valid cognizers, this class of mind, are free for faults. They're always free of faults. So understanding the difference, these two classes of minds, it's clear that if we are blind to reality, we are going to continue to suffer. We're going to continue to create, accumulate the causes that will lead to suffering, and the quality of the causes for happiness will be limited, will be weak. Whereas on the other hand, the stronger our valid cognizers are, the more in accordance with reality we will act, and therefore we come to recognize that we must develop valid cognizance. And the method for doing so is through gathering knowledge, through study, receiving teachings, and meditating repeatedly over a sustained period on those teachings, habituating our way of thinking to non-erroneous minds, and in this way, slowly developing the quality of our consciousnesses and eventually developing ever more valid cognizers. Last time we concluded with looking at two quotations from Paranavatika in our text at the top of page 23. So in the first quotation, an ascertaining mind and a falsely superimposing mind are entities of refuter and that which is to be refuted. So here we're looking at these two classes of minds. The one that is on the side of valid cognition, which is the refuter, and the other that is on the side of erroneous minds, those which are to be refuted. So there are a vast array of minds that can be looked at that are contrary. For example, to the extent that anger arises, love is suppressed, because anger refutes or eradicates, a synonym would be eradicates, the eradicated would be love. But on the other side, though, ignorance, when it is eradicated or the refuted, its refuter, its eradicator, is wisdom. And the key point being made here is contrary minds cannot exist together. To the extent that one is habituated to the one, our habituation to the other weakens. And then we looked at the second verse. All decrease and increase dependently, just due to being together with incompatible factors. From familiarity with that antidote, self-grasping is transformed. As a consequence, finally, the contaminations are removed. This then makes the point that, if we think of the old-fashioned scale, as one side is heavier, the other side gets overwhelmed. But this isn't fixed. We can add more weight to one side and change the equation. So right now, our habituation to afflicted minds means that that side of the scale is weighty, whereas, and therefore, our virtuous minds are often overwhelmed. And this is experienced as an habituation to unwholesome ways of thinking, and that it results in unwholesome ways of speaking and acting. But through repeatedly over a sustained period, receiving teachings and meditating on those teachings, we start to recognize the faulty ways of thinking as such, and understand the wholesome ways of thinking, and strengthen our habituation to them. And in this process, especially if we engage in receiving teachings and reflecting on them repeatedly over a sustained period, the scale starts to move. And here, we start to strengthen our wholesome minds, eventually leading them to become valid cognizers. And as we're strengthening our wholesome minds, the unwholesome minds are being refuted or eradicated, which means they'll arise within us with less frequency, and when they do arise, they'll have less strength and less duration because of the strength of our wholesome minds. And as we continue with this process, we'll be able to eventually eradicate completely our unwholesome minds through severing them at their root by removing the ignorance that misunderstands reality. And then we see in the fourth line, as a consequence, finally, the contaminations are removed. So here, they've been removed completely, and one attains freedom. And freedom, from the Buddhist context, doesn't mean freedom of movement and speech. It means freedom from contaminated minds. It means freedom of erroneous ways of thinking. It means a mind that is pure from any contamination at all.
진진 고런 녀세 되리다. 신뉴고스네. 동이 가서 덴버 주바. 데메 데마 마주바 또베 동이 되불로지기 진진 데르 뉴고레. 간에스 뉴고스네. 동이 되불로지까지 슈체르 곰바네 진진 마 슈충 나토고레. 메바스 투고레. 세상 내신디시레. 저회. 세상 당한 저게 다디 진당 원거도 유비 안 루니 내전의 송 세당아도 로데네 샤베나 가사 가사 덴버 주베 진진 데다 가사 덴버 마주보 또베 동이 두불 가사 덴버 마주보 또베 루니 보디 안 진당 원거수 루니리에스 군이 내전의 제리에스 세상 내전의 주 조회에서 디소월다 진당 원거도 소비기 루니 내전의 주 송에스 세상 군이 진당 원거래 무슨 가와래 되레스 무슨 가와인자 내전의 제리에스
Now let's continue in the text where we come to His Holiness's commentary on those two verses. So just as the translator, I've made a couple of changes to this first sentence. It's the only changes we'll have this weekend. So to the end of this first sentence, I've changed it a little bit. So we, on page 23, just below the quotation, the first two quotations, a conceiver of inherent existence and a consciousness that has directly contradictory manner of apprehension are respectively awarenesses that are, so I've added that, awarenesses that are, the refuted and refuter. So I've just swapped the order of those last two words so it matches what we have in brackets. But I'll read it again. A conceiver of inherent existence and a consciousness that has a directly contradictory manner of apprehension are respectively awarenesses that are, the refuted and refuter. So what His Holiness is writing here is what we looked at last time, and these two, in terms of the meaning of these two verses above. That if we take two consciousnesses, one of ignorance and one of wisdom, they have the same object, they are observing or focusing on the person. So the observed object or the focal object is the person. The object is the same. Object possessor, the consciousness, differs. One is an ignorance, the second is wisdom. Ignorance observes the person as existing by way of its own nature. Wisdom also observes the person, but as being empty of existing by way of its own nature. So therefore, the same object, the person, is viewed in contradictory ways, in a contradictory manner, by these two consciousnesses, one of ignorance, one of wisdom. So that then is what we have here, a directly contradicting manner of apprehension, or the way of expression you'll be more familiar with, the mode of apprehension. So the manner of apprehension, the mode of apprehension, or you could also say the manner of grasping, this is directly contradictory. So as it was presented in these verses here, these two minds being contradictory, one is going to harm the other, and that other will be the harmed. Or what did we have? We had that one will refute the other, which will be the refuted. So true grasping, the ignorance, grasping at the person as existing by way of its own nature, that cannot harm wisdom. It is contrary to wisdom, but it cannot harm the wisdom. The wisdom, on the other hand, certainly can and does harm and eventually eradicate the ignorance of self-grasping. So here, what we see as refuted and refuter, this refers to a conceiver of inherent existence, so an ignorance that holds or observes its object as existing by way of its own nature, and its directly contradictory manner of apprehension is the refuter, which is a consciousness of wisdom.
This is the Pinakasa Temple to Pacific in the Indigi Nanzo Kasa Temple Matuba Tope Tony to be the Lodi New Maris. City Carson Nanzula Kasa Temple to be Tinsin, the Yudi Kapla, the Yune Tony to be Lodi, Kiela Katugo Marva. As the Pinet Tony to Han Chasanga Dambo. 东西的接巴金的电子有了吧 刚才电报马主播东西的内行有买过，可是可能我买不下着过了吧？刚才电报马主播东西的内行有买过，可是可能我买不下着过了吧？其实，刚才电报马主播东西的内行有买过，可是可能我买不下着过了吧？其实，刚才马主播东西的内行有买过，可是可能我买不下着过了吧？其实，刚才马主播东西的内行有买过，可是可能我买不下着过了吧？其实，刚才电报马主播东西的内行有买过，可是可能我买不下着过了吧？其实，刚才电报马主播东西的内行有买过，可是可能我买不下着过了吧？其实，刚才电报马主播东西的内行有买过，可是可能我买不下着过了吧？其实，刚才电报马主播东西的内行有买过，可是可能我买不下着过了吧？其实，刚才电报马主播东西的内行有买过，可是可能我买不下着过了吧？其实，刚才电报马主播东西的内行有买过，可是可能我买不下着过了吧？其实，刚才电报马主播东西的内 그 동에
In previous segments, I made a statement that the wisdom realizing emptiness it can refute the refuted, being the ignorance of self-grasping. But the ignorance of self-grasping, whilst directly contradictory, or having a directly contradictory manner of apprehension to that wisdom, the ignorance cannot eradicate the wisdom. So just to say it again so it's clear, wisdom can eradicate ignorance, but ignorance, despite being directly contradictory to wisdom, cannot eradicate wisdom. So let me explain why that is the case. The one can eradicate the other, but that other cannot eradicate the second one. And the reason is quite clear to understand in that we all sit here as people who, whilst we're meditating on emptiness, we are yet to realize emptiness. So we are able to meditate on emptiness, cultivate a mind of wisdom that is to some extent in accordance with reality, whilst still having ignorance of self-grasping. So the ignorance of self-grasping that we've had throughout this life and since the beginning of time is not able to eradicate our burgeoning wisdom. We are able to develop wisdom despite the presence of ignorance. So therefore we can see that ignorance cannot eradicate wisdom. But in fact, despite having ignorance, which is directly contradictory manner of apprehension to that wisdom, we can cultivate wisdom, and that wisdom can grow. And there's a sequence through which our wisdom develops. And throughout this sequence, ignorance remains. First, we have a doubt tending towards the fact, where we hearing about emptiness, we thinking, reflecting, and we have a doubt thinking this presentation could be true. We develop this a lot, and we come close to gaining a realization, but this is not a realization yet, it's a correct assumption. So now we have an understanding that is correct, and it's come about in dependence in different ways, but mainly or the best form would be on reasoning. But still, we have ignorance present, because we have not yet developed a realization. This consciousness of wisdom is not sufficiently strong. But through repeatedly, over a sustained period, engaging this meditation based on ever more growing knowledge, we will come to realize emptiness, And then our wisdom will long since have been a doubt tending towards the fact, will now no longer be a correct assumption, but will in fact be a valid cognizer, an inferential valid cognizer. And this is what really harms the ignorance of self-grasping. In particular, when this is developed further to being a direct valid cognizer, then the ignorance, whilst the direct valid cognizer is realizing emptiness, is eradicated. So this is the sequence through which our wisdom is developed, from a doubt tending towards the fact, to the correct assumption, to an inferential valid cognizer, to a direct valid cognizer. Through this sequence, the scale on the side of wisdom is growing in strength, which means our ignorance is still there, but it's being impacted. Eventually, our wisdom will have the strength to do serious harm to that ignorance, and eventually, much further on, will eradicate ignorance in its entirety. But there is this process, as we're developing our wisdom, that we harm our ignorance. Eventually, we'll eradicate it. But this process doesn't work conversely. If it did, because of our strong habituation to ignorance, we would struggle to even start to meditate on emptiness. But all of you have been doing this for a while, which means you, from your own experience, you know that ignorance cannot overwhelm or eradicate your wisdom.
Kansa denpa matrupa tongma tongma kansa denpa matrupa topiki lo di tsema re, kol ya gyabdin tsema yo re se, gyabdin tsema yo re se. Chizang kol gyumse karasene denpa matrupa re, matrupiki topi tsema di le, gyabdin tsema kare yo re se, denpa matrupa re, karasene denpa matrupa na kangla ima tiba chikung kore, di shen le tuyene chukudu wasbe, dendegi topi tsema di ki kansa denpa matrupa topi tsema di le penpa chukgo re, chizang dendegi topi, dendegi de la de,
鱼蛋见了对吧，养老了对吧？在那个车马的，车马忙不起的了呀，captain接触过的。刚才电报直播这边，今天的了，电报直播也是今天把嘛都，因为个鱼蛋，车马就接不了了嘛了，有嘛了，这captain车马有嘛了，今年的呀，要么这个嘛这些拿到去，这些拿到搞不了，就那东北人多不落去了，captain车马有了，亲手这边落去了，captain车马有嘛了，就说就那，他的刚才。 电报没做，都被采买的了，接近采买药单开的了呢。刚才电报这边东北的也是，因为现在的接不落了，什么大的？电报主播那刚来买就把辛苦了，这刚才的居然见闲了，对的，这个都是被采买起来，你采买的给刚才电报没做，都被采买的拼过了哇！就是采买接近采买药了，就是今年人家或接近采买药吧，是过我为公婆的，过我为你是大好过的了。 我愿意是的，什么个这个的，也给出来了。我愿意是买一把的把，心虚些的，可，个说没法吃着也蛮多。那你也给出来没法的，大伙。现在你那张，东东北一都别拆嘛的，那这女些的公婆，年纪接近拆嘛一把的，点没点进得了，接近拆嘛没把的，才是都是呢，但是我了吧。
Those who have reviewed well last weekend's teachings will recognize that what I presented here, His Holiness presented in the fourth bullet point at the bottom of page 22, which is that the wisdom realizing the emptiness of inherent existence is supported by a valid cognizer. Whereas, in the same paragraph, he also said that the ignorance of true grasping or the ignorance of self-grasping being a wrong consciousness, can never be supported by a valid cognizer. Therefore, because valid cognizers can be developed, therefore our wisdom that currently is not supported by a valid cognizer will eventually be so. And why? Because the wisdom is in accordance with reality. And therefore, as our understanding of reality grows, our consciousness of wisdom, which will initially be a doubt tending towards the fact, and eventually a correct assumption, and then come into a valid cognition, we can see that our wisdom is supported eventually by valid cognita through this process of development. Whereas our ignorance that does not understand reality is contrary to reality. This cannot grow, it cannot develop. Merely we have our ignorance. But whilst our ignorance can remain unchecked by wisdom, as we develop our wisdom, that ignorance that would otherwise have remained as it is, in terms of its strength, will weaken and eventually be eradicated. There are many consciousnesses that can be given as an illustration that have directly contradictory manner of apprehensions. I mentioned before love and anger, and we've been looking at now the ignorance of self-grasping and the wisdom realizing the emptiness of the self. But we can, last time, also spoke a lot in relation to grasping at permanence, the ignorance grasping at permanence, and then the wisdom realizing subtle impermanence. These two consciousnesses would also apply to being a conceiver of grasping at permanence, and a consciousness that of wisdom that is a directly contradictory manner of apprehension that would be have a relationship of refuted and refuter, meaning that we currently grasp at the person as well as the aggregate as being unchanging, as being, in other words, permanent, as being unchanging. But when we reflect, do they exist in this way in reality or not, we recognize that the physical as well as the mental aggregates, the person itself, is not the physical and mental aggregates are not permanent. They change momentarily. This way, as we develop this wisdom, despite having an ignorance grasping at the aggregates as being permanent, we can develop this wisdom, realizing subtle impermanence, and eventually eradicate the ignorance that grasps at permanence. So this is two different consciousnesses, but the sequence is the same as before. Because we already have this ignorance of grasping at something as being unchanging, despite it not being so an ignorance, it's an ignorance because it's not in accordance with reality, we can still develop wisdom at the same time. And eventually, through the process or the procedure mentioned earlier, we'll be able to eradicate that ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Jambada, Ninja, Zewa Jeshurua, Gansatilla, Simjin Dilla Misha, Pa Zewa Jeshurua. Simjin Lemi begay, Zewi, somebody, Tikumna, Simjin Gansa, Gansa, Temple to Bertin Cindy, Chun down to Rivesin, down to Womataka. That he has Zewi Samba, Gansa, Simjin, Simjin, Zewi Samba, Gomne, Gansa, Simjin, the Temple to Bertin. Gansa Temple to Bertin, Tinsi, the man, you were Chun down Rivesin. Don Jamba Combat, the Jamba, the Zewa, the Ninja Combiner, don't you to pick a cut? I never to be Tinsil and New Tumares, Chesan Tinsin Pantumares, Jam Ninja, Gombek Samji, and the Tinsin Pantumares, Chesan Tinsin Pambala, Tinsin that Zinda also gave you Lodi Gombukres, Chesan Tinsin that Tinsin that Zinda also gave Lodi, don't you to below the Matta Shayo Mare. Chesan Midabo Combiner, Tinsin that Zinda also look a Lomare Midabo to Lodan. And then the Gansa Dame Rapato Pilo Seadam, Jamba Seadam, and this Shaza, Mandy Tinzin, the Zindamongo, Musoka, Lo Chego Mare. Zindamos Magawa and then Dizogazo Combine, Tinzin Guinea to Goma, Tinzin Mane, and Tinzin Pan to Goma. Says Dinin, Tinzin Pangala, Injin Minji, Tinzin Dina, Zindamongo, the Subilo de Combo Gores. Says that Zindamos or Lode Garrison, Tongi Dobro de Res, Digom Gores. 제가 당한 적이 동의세에 맞아 계침을 쉬우지 쉬워야 된다는 데 제가 뒷방 발라 동의도 불러도 겁나 마도 진단원과 수비로 되다 무슨 개별로 동의도 불러도 돼 뒷 된지를 내셔야 돼 뒷공 발라 때는 된지 매가 수고를 해서 제가 뒤에 자다 동의 뒤 계침을 쉬우래 자지 뒤에 당한
To talk further then about this expression, a directly contradictory manner of apprehension. Given several illustrations, love and compassion, ignorance of self-grasping, ignorance of the wisdom realizing emptiness, as well as a grasping at permanence, and the ignorance grasping at permanence, and the wisdom realizing subtle impermanence. But with all of those illustrations, the two differing consciousnesses have an opposing or contradictory manner of apprehension. And it's only through having a contradictory manner of apprehension that the mind that's in accordance with reality can weaken and eventually overwhelm and eradicate the ignorance, or the mind that is not in accordance with reality. So therefore, whilst one should and needs to cultivate love and compassion, no matter the extent that we develop love and compassion for all beings, it will not harm our ignorance of true grasping. Because the manner of apprehension of those consciousnesses, love and compassion on the one hand, and the ignorance of true grasping, their manner of apprehension, their mode of apprehension, are not at all contradictory. The minds of love and compassion want all sentient beings to experience only happiness, a happiness freed from all pain and misery. That is the goal of a mind of love and compassion. It's not a mind that is cultivating an understanding of how beings exist in reality, how a consciousness such as love or compassion exists in reality. So therefore, its way of, or manner of apprehending its object is not contrary to true grasping. So whilst one needs to develop love and compassion, we cannot eradicate the source of all suffering without developing a consciousness which has a manner of apprehension that is directly contradictory to ignorance's manner of apprehension. So therefore, whilst it's essential to develop love and compassion, it is essential too that we develop the wisdom realizing emptiness, because it and it alone The wisdom realizing emptiness alone has a contrary manner of apprehension to the ignorance of self-grasping. And therefore, it's only this consciousness of wisdom that can eradicate ignorance and lead to freedom from suffering. So therefore, this presentation, this text in its entirety, is absolutely crucial for us to understand it well and to integrate it through repeated meditation. Because this is the sole technique to bring an end, a complete end, to suffering. Also presented, it's perhaps more quite technical, but their thinking behind it is completely in accordance with our own reality. We know that if we're cold, for example, we want warmth, so therefore we need to do something contrary to cold to gain warmth. Or perhaps some of those of you at home watching on YouTube, if your house is too hot, your room is too hot, you need to do something contrary to excess heat so as to cool down. Doing something completely unrelated to that is not going to have an impact. So here we see an illustration of, as the text has it, as refuter and refuted, or perhaps in this context we'd say the harmer and the harmed. If we want to harm our cold, we need to use something that will cause it harm, namely warmth. So this is the same thinking as is referred to in His Holiness's commentary.
And in Ajin Pianzuki, Jigge, Remoya would be seen at your work, Remoya would be seen biggie, Simbadida, Remoya Jimashi when you did that national chevore, Remoya would be seen biggie, that G seen big logic, Tita Hakuin, Lucio Yovena, Remoya Machin Bullo de Lassin Dodo Gorba. Dini national chevore, Remoya Triagi, I would be seen biggie. That's what I'm saying. Kuni Luni, the Tosho Chako, Wanga Chego Mar, Zinda Wanga Chego Mar, Zinda Kamba Sue Machine Bulu, Rimon Dishi Bulu, Ni Wanga Chego Mar, Zinda Rimon Dishi Bene, Kamba Sue Machine Bati, Mabatu Mar, Zinda Kuni Luni, the Tosho Chako, Wanga Chego Mar, Zinda Wanga Chego Mar, Zinda Kamba Sue Machine Bulu, Rimon Dishi Bulu, Ni Wanga Chego Mar, Zinda Rimon Dishi Bene, Kamba Sue Machine Bati, Mabatu Mar, Zinda Kuni Luni, the Tosho Chako, Wanga Chego Mar, Zinda Wanga Chego Mar, Zinda Kamba Sue Machine Bati, Mabatu Mar, Zinda Rimon Dishi Bulu, Ni Wanga Chego Mar, Zinda Rimon Dishi Bene, Kam machine body, you can imagine the share. She's not a shabro tap machine body, they don't, she had machine body, you didn't imagine the share. She's not the, she had a potassium, a shabro, or tap machine body, got to my trapsing marwa. They being dishonored to be one of the tonsures you ever doomed the world chagro. What did I say that? Midawa to be Tamada, Midawa, that was me needed, doesn't imagine the share. Jambo combi, Jamzi, some of the data. That was needy, legend of your mare, in the Jamzeo Comna, Dawson in New Mare, Jamzeo Comna, and the Dinsil in New Mare.
Certainly many illustrations that can be given. For example, if someone can't draw well, but would love to draw well, they need to develop the contrary mind. So right now they have an ignorance as to how to draw well, so they need to develop the wisdom, the skill of being able to draw well. And in this way, through developing a contrary manner of apprehending the object that they want to draw, they will be able to become a skilled artist. But if on the other hand, they also want to learn to drive, no matter how many driving lessons they have, the drawing is not going to improve. Even if they become a phenomenal driver, they'll still not be able to draw. Because these two, not being able to drive, not being able to draw, if you develop just the one skill and become a great driver, but it will have no impact on one's inability to draw. They are not contradictory. Similarly, if one can't sing or dance, then by training in singing, one will overcome the ignorance relating to not being able to sing. But it will have no impact on one's inability to dance. That needs to be trained in too. So therefore, just back to our Buddhist context, as much as we develop love and compassion within us, that will have an impact only on the minds, it will have an impact on those directly contradictory minds, but it will make no impact on a mind that is not at all contradictory to it, such as the ignorance of true grasping. It's good to understand this because one's encouraged to engage in a variety of virtuous activities. And one should do so understanding the result that will follow so that one doesn't end up disappointed that a different result never came about. If one is striving to develop a loving and compassionate outlook, putting great energy into it, seeing it as Dharma practice, this is of course good to do. But to be disappointed that one hasn't eradicated the afflictions from one's mind, well, that would be mistaken, because love and compassion do not have a directly contradictory manner of apprehending its object. Just like, for example, if one is ill, the pharmacy is full of a variety of medications, but one needs the particular medication suited to one's illness, not just any old medication. So wanting to be freed of suffering, what one needs to come to firstly understand is what leads to suffering, namely the afflictions, and that the afflictions themselves come from a cause, ignorance of self-grasping. Understanding the sequence, one will want to eradicate the root, because by cutting the root, we understand that no afflictions will arise and therefore no suffering will be experienced. And we here through this presentation understand that the ignorance of self-grasping can only be eradicated through a consciousness that has a directly contradictory manner of apprehension, namely the wisdom realizing emptiness. Understanding that then gives rise to an enthusiasm to train, one's mind repeatedly so that one is no longer overwhelmed by ignorance. In Buddhism, there's a great emphasis on this sequence of training, hearing or studying, reflecting and meditating. This is taught by the Buddha and has been emphasized as the unmistakable method to transform ourselves. So here in our context, we need to hear about a variety of topics. In other words, receive teachings and read on those topics, gathering information. We need to hear about suffering, the various forms of suffering. So we come to understand not just the causes, forms that are well known in society, but the subtler levels. And we need to understand the causes that lead to suffering. The wide variety of causes, in particular, the afflictions that lead to suffering. We then need to understand the variety of afflictions and their root cause, so we understand how afflictions arise, as well as their relationship to other consciousnesses and external objects. We also need to gather information on that this process can be brought to an end. It is not indefinite. It can be eradicated, can be brought to a cessation. And then we need to understand how to do so, to bring an end to suffering, both on a temporary level as well as completely. How to do so? What are the variety of minds, of consciousnesses to develop to ease our suffering, as well as the one, namely wisdom, that will eradicate, bring an end to our suffering? And this accumulation of knowledge needs to be done extensively and repeatedly, and whilst doing so, not just merely passively taking in knowledge, but reflecting on this knowledge. Reflecting on it whilst receiving it, so if one's reading a book, to think about its meaning. To hearing a teaching, think about the meaning while hearing it. And then to go home and to continue to reflect, to contemplate on the meaning. So in our culture, this is what we call meditation, but in this context of these three trainings, it's referred to as reflection or contemplation. So we need to engage in continuous thinking about the teachings we are receiving, because what we are doing then is integrating that way of thinking within us. In other words, we're strengthening these consciousnesses within us. Then eventually, after extensive hearing and reflection on a particular topic, we are then ready to engage in meditation on it. So in this sequence of trainings, hearing, reflecting, meditation has a specific meaning. It means developing first calm abiding and then meditative insight on that particular topic, and then continuing to meditate on it with calm abiding and meditative insight, with the union of the two. This is the sequence we need to engage in. It's a sequence employed in the world as well. For example, to become qualified in a particular field so that one is suitable to practice, one studies extensively and while studying gains practical experience. The doctors we all from time to time need to visit, they thankfully have trained well like this. They endured perhaps many years of intensive study, and whilst they were studying, they were also reflecting on what they were learning, seeing how various topics tied one into the other, and thereby came to a deeper knowledge, and they gained practical experience too whilst they were studying. Then eventually, without their professors being nearby or a senior doctor next to them, they were let free to practice alone. And that then would be likened in this presentation to meditation. Prior to that, those many years of studying and reflecting is where we currently are on these topics. If a doctor has trained well, she will practice in an unmistaken manner. She'll be ready to go into practice on her own. Same too with ourselves. We need to hear and reflect extensively on a wide variety of topics, coming to integrate them deep within us. And then when we're ready on a particular topic, we meditate on it through cultivating calm abiding and meditative insights on that topic. So what I've said here, you would have heard not just from me, but from other teachers, and certainly from His Holiness many times. We shouldn't just engage in what is more commonly understood as practice, pujas, and this kind of display of practice. We need to put our emphasis on the internal development through study and reflection. Study through hearing teachings and reading on teachings again and again, and thinking for ourselves. This is the meaning of reflection or contemplation. Thinking for ourselves about those teachings, coming to see how they are true, and applying them in our lives. That is the meaning of reflection, which is done together with study.
Chik Chik Dob Chimbo Gyuna, Chishu Nyamma So Chuiwi 去年了，是吧？就是那些人啊，就那些那些罗，真当我们说可以罗，但人家这个东北人特别罗的，东北人那继续，东北人特别罗的啊，我们就多吃着的。你点子可能你个嘛，娘们都有把这个去年的，啊，你那些当然就没到把特别罗的，东北人那大把子没到，现在把娘们都没把吃的去年的，现在今年在金堂我们说这个。
This paragraph concludes with, therefore, it is natural that as one becomes stronger, the other will become weaker. So as we develop the refuter, the eradicator, or the harmer, in other words, in this context, the wisdom realizing emptiness, as this develops within us through hearing and reflecting, eventually meditation, it's the consciousness that is directly contradictory manner of apprehension, namely the ignorance of self-grasping, will naturally become weaker. So this we need to understand well, because understanding it well will give us the enthusiasm to continue repeatedly to receive these teachings and reflect on them and understand that this process naturally occurs. As I said previously, to eradicate a mind that causes harm, we need to develop its directly opposing mind, directly opposing in the sense of its manner of apprehension of that object being directly opposing. So therefore, as I mentioned, if we develop love and compassion, to, no matter what extent, it will not harm our ignorance grasping at permanence or our ignorance grasping at true existence, because those two consciousnesses are not directly opposing. So from this one can then have a doubt, thinking that, well, wisdom realizing emptiness is the directly contradictory consciousness to the ignorance of true grasping. So the one will eradicate the other. I understand, that's been said. But therefore it will follow that the wisdom realizing emptiness is not the directly opposing consciousness to the ignorance grasping at permanence. And therefore, our cultivation of the wisdom realizing emptiness will not harm our ignorance grasping at as an impermanent phenomenon as being permanent.
And the negative that Gansa Tompany to be loaded down, Gansa Tabas in the Tazin is in the Musuko Amare. Mayena Gansa Tompany to be loaded, Gombalatine, Gansa Tazin, the Mever Suit Wars. Carajin Mever Suit Wurlana. Kansa tazin di tapat tazin kyudi karesine kansa demba dube dinzin dele dine yigurwa. Rwa kansa demba dube dinzin dele dine kansa tapat dube tazin kigurwa, gyurwa. Chesan tongba yintu kansa tongba yintu lo digi dinzin dele nyugurwa. Chesan tazin gyuli nyugurwa, gyuli nyugurwa yinsan ko gyudi mebasuna di dewa chasan nyugurwa. Chesan tongba yintu lo digi dwecha, kondro, ngaja, tazin, lokshi, chasan.
Don't
就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就
For those who have such a doubt, don't worry, it's not the case. We cultivate in the wisdom realizing emptiness will eradicate, in fact, the ignorance grasping of permanence. And why so? The ignorance grasping of permanence comes from a cause, and that cause is the ignorance of true grasping. So by eradicating the cause, the ignorance of true grasping, it's the result, the ignorance grasping of permanence, will be eradicated. Just like, for example, if you have a beautiful flower, but you cut its root, that beautiful flower will wither and die. So similarly, to the extent that we develop the wisdom realizing emptiness, by it harming and eventually eradicating its contrary mind, the ignorance of self-grasping, all that would otherwise arise from the ignorance of self-grasping will initially be harmed, in other words, the strength will be weakened, and eventually eradicated. So to the extent we develop wisdom and we harm the ignorance of self-grasping, all the afflictions, anger, attachment, jealousy, pride, resentment, as well as a mind such as ignorance grasping at permanence, all will be harmed, will be weakened, and eventually eradicated. So thank you. Then we'll conclude here for tonight. If you have any questions, then feel free to ask. Anisha? How would we experience love and compassion differently, whether we have or do not have true grasping? Yeah.
I'm going to go to the next one. 같이 공부에 영화 휴체시 주고로 와. 지체 로할리 리기로 와. 그래서 같이 공부에 공부 같이 체에 휴체여로 와. 공부 영화 체여로 와. 그 잡아다 니지 공부에 시로 와. 제주 셈바 소소기 보디기 니지 공부에 하디다 파파디기 공부에 치베네. 그 니버 호란 치중 망고 쇼사로 와. 지제 니자 그 영화 잡아 체여로 되나 주기다 영화 텐데시 열에서 시에투에 가고로 와.
So if we take, for example, two bodhisattvas, the one has a realization of emptiness, the other does not. So they both have love and compassion. So let's say they both have love and compassion of a similar level, but one has a realization of emptiness, the other doesn't. So on one hand, you'll say that the way they experience the object of their love and compassion is vastly different. The one will be the bodhisattva who has a realization of emptiness will realize that these suffering beings do not exist in the way they appear, but the way they appear is like an illusion, whereas the other bodhisattva will not have this understanding. And then, so that is a very clear difference. How their love and compassion, though, will differ. Well, this one cannot say particularly clearly from an experiential level without experiencing it. So the only way it can be expressed is that for a wholesome mind, there is a vast gradient from when they start to develop to the point of perfection, of Buddhahood. So for the bodhisattva has a realization of emptiness, by then they will most probably have developed far stronger love and compassion than the other bodhisattva. So therefore, due to the great experience of meditation, of love and compassion, it will be much stronger. So that's about the best that can be said. Okay. Cameron?
We're saying that ignorance cannot eradicate wisdom. What if we train in wisdom initially, if there is initially training in wisdom that is done and then it's stopped? Mm-hmm. The practitioner did not develop the Dhamma cognizer, did not reach that point. And then the practitioner practiced trained in ignorance. Mm-hmm. Would that not eventually eradicate their original wisdom?
So we heard that ignorance cannot eradicate wisdom. So let's take someone who's developing wisdom realizing reality, but they don't get as far as developing a valid cognition. And then either they just stop, they lose interest, or they develop a wrong understanding, which will, that wrong understanding surely will harm their, which is an ignorance, will harm their wisdom eventually.
Mm-hmm. 냠내 제게 되발아도 걸어봐 되발아용도 되발이 슈 쳐도 충도 메 충도되데 고 냠내 제게 라도 걸어봐 마도 되지 된진 그런 게 되어 내겨서 개 말아봐 내 책임도 봐 된진 걸어 여여 바래 지난 된진 이게 제거 때 되지 안 주게 냠내 제게 양다 받다와 장에 된바 등에게 등받게 다 등에게도 다 등에게 등받을려 바시로 샌다 치체 등받 등에게 마 슈 쳐줘도 한다와 냠내 제게 팔아라 지지 디책을 등받이 진책을 나 되네게 냠내 강금 질려 한지 록다 슈체 록다 제려 책을 제 록다 제디 디기 데지 템버드 벤젠 디기 추네 비기 책가 말해요 그런 그 록다 제디 그런 기 삼나타 하지 냠내 제 야다 베타와 제바 제타데 노트가 침바로 람노 침바로 람 논의 저 제바 삼단의 저지 록다기 소마도 고네 거의 람다가 저와들라 네 디마르와지 된진이 네 네바스가 저 그런 난 냠는 제탄기 람갈 마소는 논의 송고르와
마
록다이 지나디 点不住的这么点心的确怕着怕着下来我们的点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的东西都不落下的第一间间的东西点心可能没有说过了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可以买了吧点心的一个数近间的和没有说话可
two people. So the first one who studied the correct view well, but before giving rise to a valid cognizer, loses aspiration, loses interest, and no longer pursues the receiving of teachings, the reflection on those teachings. So what has led to the change of behavior here, or you could perhaps say that has harmed the wisdom, but just that's my words, not Genla's, is not the ignorance of true grasping, but the loss of aspiration. So the what has caused an obstacle to the development of the person is not the strength of their ignorance of true grasping, but their loss of aspiration. So their loss of interest in the topic. That has caused the obstacle rather than the ignorance of self-grasping. Okay? So it's a different consciousness. Similarly, with someone who is studying the correct view, and before giving rise to a valid cognizer develops a wrong consciousness. So this wrong consciousness, which would presumably be a belief in a true existence. So now they, for example, but probably believe that phenomena exist by way of their own essence. This wrong consciousness serves as an obstacle to their development of a path, rather than their ignorance of self-grasping. So in both illustrations, the obstacle to the further development of the wisdom is not the ignorance of self-grasping, rather it's a loss of aspiration or their wrong consciousness.
ane tōngpa yin tōpi cheba chi sherab dhe ngō sunyū gu mārē sē, ngā sō ngō sunyū mē kī sherabhā. Tātē tīki dīnzi dhī ngū nē, ngō sū mā nē mē tā ngū nē tōs dīnzi tōngpa yin tōpi cheba chi sāma dhī lē tōs nū gu rī bē sē nē nū gu rī gū nē, ngō sunyū gu mārē tī, gū nē nū gu rā kārā sē nē, gū nē nū gu rā tī kārā sē nē, kō lām lōpa sō nā yā kī nō chū chī yā tī lō tī, tā tsa wā nyō mō pā rō chī nē, tā tsa wā kārā sē nē kā mā shīng bī kī nē chī nē nō chū shū gō rō wā. 제가 마신 바디 뭐뭐 말이 빠져라. 제가 니 이제는 너도 쉬어야 쉬어라. 니 이제는 너도 쉬어야 너도 쉬어야 너도 쉬어야 아니, 뭐, 니 제발 쉬어야 너도 매화 차로 걸어봐. 돈이 또 너도 뭐서 게임하도 쉬어야 제가 니 뭐뭐 말이 빠디 뭐서 돈 받이 또 벌어라. 니가 말해 돈 받이 제발 쉬어야 너도 뭐서 니가 말해. 귀진에, 귀인에 대해서 내가 연구를 해.
In the text, I want to bring out one word just to help with to clarify the answer. So it says here in the first line, a conceiver of inherent existence and a consciousness that is a directly contradictory manner of apprehension. Directly. So ignorance cannot directly harm wisdom, but it can indirectly harm wisdom. So this person who's studying well, but then comes to a wrong understanding, so now a wrong consciousness, this wrong consciousness harms them, harms their development, right? Stops their path, is an obstacle, so not harms, is an obstacle to the development of their wisdom. So this is now an ignorance, and so there's a different word for ignorance. This is one of an ignorance of confusion or not knowing. So not knowing reality, confused about reality. And this will then lead to ever more afflictions arising, and taking the person off in a wrong direction. So therefore, ignorance does not directly harm wisdom, but it can indirectly harm wisdom. Or to contrary minds,
yeah? 무슨 잠재곰벽이 딘질라 귀인의 것이냐고요, 귀인의. 그래서 잠재곰내 염려진 개조 개체에 차는데, 딘 동방도 불로 깨야, 아니 개조 같이 채나, 동방이도 불로 깨와라, 펭거로 봐. 동방이도 불로 펜, 펜바인자, 아니, 딘질이야, 귀인의 뇌하루 제거래. 무슨 뇌캔디 마인데, 아, 이러지, 지발에 다시 찾아.
This may make it clearer. So, it was also said, love and compassion, no matter how much one develops it, it will not directly harm ignorance. Because these two minds, love and compassion on the one hand, and the ignorance of self-grasping, do not have a directly contradictory manner of apprehension. But love and compassion will indirectly harm ignorance. Not directly, for the reason given in the text, but indirectly harm ignorance. How so? As one is becoming more loving and compassionate, certainly in the way that the words are meant in Buddhism, towards, you have equanimity towards all beings. You've understood the causes of their suffering, the causes of their happiness, and these, the yearning for all beings to experience only those causes of happiness, be freed of those causes of suffering. This, that way of thinking is related to wisdom. Certainly it leads to the accumulation of vast stores of merit, which aid the cultivation of wisdom. So in this way, the development of love and compassion will indirectly harm ignorance, but not directly. So let's leave it here for tonight. There'll be time for more questions tomorrow, but I want to say both questions were really very good, so thank you for that.